This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the worst girl gang ever. We are proudly sponsored by Tea Pigs.
Nothing quite beats sitting down with your mates to have a good chat over a cuppa. Whether your brew of choice is an English breakfast, an Earl Grey, or something herbal, Tea Pigs have got you well and truly covered. My go-to is definitely the lemon and ginger.
I love the Earl Grey, but I also love the Fancy Pants herbal ones they do as well. A few of the things we love about Tea Pigs are that they only use the best quality tea leaves, herbs and spices in their blends. Their tea packaging is all plant-based and plastic-free, and they are a proud B Corporation and give back to tea-growing communities in Rwanda through on-pack donations. Pretty awesome, huh?
So if you've been meaning to give them a try, now is the time, as they are offering you 20% off at teapigs.co.uk with the code GIRLGANG20. Go ahead and treat yourself, and you can thank us later.
Go on, get yourself a brew.
Hello and welcome to the final episode of The Worst Girl Gang Ever.
It's the final countdown.
Not the final ever.
Just
the final
two.
Of series two.
Time to say goodbye.
So long.
Goodbye. No, yeah. In fact, I'm sure we did this in the end of season one.
Goodbye, I think so.
My friend.
Definitely did the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah. I should have learnt the words for this series.
Yeah, next time, series three, hey? Because there is going to be a series three.
Well, we've already started recording series three, haven't we?
We have already started recording.
In full swing, the recording.
Really is. The recordings, the bookings, the editing, not so much.
Not so much. So. Yeah, but we've just had so much going on, haven't we?
We have. A lot has happened this series, actually, hasn't it?
I think this series has taken us from zero to hero.
What?
Zero. Not zero. Hello.
Sorry.
Hello, Miss Piggy. But if you look at I was looking at it today because I got my specs out and then I was getting a bit statty. And I was thinking, are you all right?
Yeah, the dog just making that silly noise. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
He's 10 today. Cooper is 10 today.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday.
I got your voice note about you getting a fish and chip dinner to celebrate his birthday. That's cool. I'm not that sort of person. I'm not an animal celebratory birthday person.
But are you a fish and chips person?
Yeah.
Then any excuse, right?
Oh, okay. Fine. Cool. Friday is enough of an excuse for me. Bank holiday weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Where were we? So. Oh, it probably wasn't important.
Zero to hero.
I was getting my stats on.
Okay.
So I was looking
at Carol Vorderman.
So yes, I've been looking at the stats, and we have really download wise, it's really taken off since January, which is when we started this season, wasn't it? Was it December?
No, December we started, but yeah, January we were only sort of a few episodes in, weren't we?
Yeah. So it's I can't remember what the point of this was, but it's gained
zero to
momentum. Zero to hero. Gained momentum.
It has gained momentum.
And which is really exciting. And it means it's reaching more ears and it's reaching more people. And we get the volume of messages that we get every day. It's just insane, isn't it? Just saying that we've helped, listening to us has helped them.
Yeah, we have to apologise because it's real hard work getting back to everyone in a timely fashion. So do bear with us.
But don't stop sending us messages because we absolutely love it.
Yeah,
just hearing that it's actually what we're doing, our inane chat and shanter, is helping people is just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's the whole reason we do it, isn't it?
Mm.
What else has happened? One massive thing. There's loads of massive things, but did we win an award?
Oh my gosh, did that really happen?
I think we did, mate.
I think we actually did.
Bloody hell, did that happen?
I haven't, honestly, it's a mystery to me. But Laura's got the award.
Yeah.
But they've promised to send me one too, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, once they have, you watch out, because we're going to be doing some fancy reels.
We will be reeling galore.
It will be really good.
It'll be really, really, really good. Really, it won't be really good.
No.
It'll be really, really something, but it will be worth a watch, probably. I hope we don't smash them in the process, though, because that's something that genuinely frightens me. When we were talking about what we could do,
yeah,
that frightens me.
Yeah. Let's not smash them.
We won't smash them.
And we've launched.
Let's just smash the taboo.
Oh, dear. Yeah, we launched merch this series as well.
Yes.
Exciting.
That has excited me hugely. What I absolutely adore is bagging up all the orders and putting in the postcards and just knowing that they're going to make someone smile.
Yeah.
When they get them. And sorry if there's been a bit of a wait, but it's quite a complicated process.
Yeah, it's being streamlined, isn't it?
It is being streamlined. We were quite overrun to start with, and we had to rope in backup, aka Rob, my husband.
And Flynn.
And Flynn.
Who's seven?
She's eight, actually.
Eight.
that's fine. She helped me carry all the parcels into the post office. And because they're so spangly and colourful, the people in the post office are like, oh, you've got, what are you sending out? I'm like, yeah, merch.
So we've got, what merch have we got? T-shirts?
Yes.
Sweatshirts or jumpers in four different colours?
Yeah.
Navy. Green.
Can you name the colours that green. I made up?
No.
You didn't even try.
Oh, gorgeous green?
No. Oh, it might be actually.
See, you can't even name them.
I can. Gorgeous green, glorious grey, perfect pink, and banging blue.
There we are.
Yeah.
So we've got them. They're really lovely. Everyone loves them. They've been super popular. And the t-shirts and the mugs.
Yep.
And the badges, pin badges.
So badges sold out. We're about one or two. In fact, by the time this goes out, they will have sold out. But we've ordered new ones in.
Yeah.
And they will be here imminently. We had no idea how popular they would be, do we?
No.
But yeah.
The boxes, the membership self-care boxes.
Yes, which are lovely for gifts, aren't they? Or just for a gift for yourself.
Yeah.
And they've got all our, so they've got tea bags, tea pigs tea bags in them, and Love Cocoa chocolates, and they've got...
Oh, that candle is lush.
Yeah, Willow and Finn soy candle, and, oh, bugger, what else? Organic bath bomb.
Yeah, face mask.
Or a mug. Space mask, of course, space mask and a mug.
Hmm. So, yeah, they're going down really well. And we also have a website.
And a blog page.
And a blog page.
And a blog, 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 blog.
So, yeah, it's all coming together. And we've got something else up our sleeves, which will be announced shortly, which we're working very hard on.
And yeah. That's our
really.
Yeah, it is. But and we're announcing it by the end of April, aren't we? But this is going out like week two.
Mid-April.
So keep your eyes and ears attuned.
And if you want to be first to find out, you should go onto our website and register for our emails. We don't send many out. It's not annoying, but sign up and then you'll know when big things are happening.
Yes. Good idea.
So I guess we should recap on series two.
Yeah, it's been
the actual podcast rather than all the other shizzle that we've been doing.
It's been a good one. I've really enjoyed season two. It's been, I think it's been quite varied, hasn't it? Because for the first time, we sort of didn't ask the, well, not ask the expert, but we did a, we had Rachel on, who's an acupuncturist.
Yes.
And that was really interesting. And I think lots of people were quite grateful to that, for that one, weren't they?
Yeah, that was really popular, wasn't it? Also, talking about experts, we've spoken to Sharla, who's like a gratitude coach. That episode was really popular as well and has helped a lot of people spin things on their heads and see, find little, what does she call them? Nuggets of joy. Nuggets of joy.
Yeah. And we also had Alice Rose, didn't we, just before Christmas, and she talked about mindset and that sort of thing. So there's been quite a lot of sort of mental health type professionals, as well as complementary therapists. And we've got a nutritionist next month, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. That'll be on series 3.
Series 3. So we've got lots more. Also, I think what we're going to do is go back to having a few more stories as well.
Yeah.
Because that was some of our feedback as well, is that people just like listening to normal people that have just gone through a really shit time and are happy to talk about it and share it. So we're going to have some early miscarriage stories. We're going to have hopefully some more boys.
Yeah.
Male perspective stuff. But obviously, if there's anything that you want to hear about particularly, then drop us a line and let us know.
Yeah. We've got lots booked in already. In fact, I think we're almost done with bookings for series 3. But if anybody wants to share their story with us, we are accepting submissions for the blog posts.
Yeah.
So just send us an email over with your story and a picture and we can get that on the blog for you.
Yeah, that would be good. And don't forget as well, our Facebook support group is super, super place, where I think that's up to around 3,500 people now. And it's so lovely and so supportive. And there is a kind of off the back of the main miscarriage, the worst girl gang ever, miscarriage and pregnancy loss support. Or it might be baby loss support. There is also the pregnancy after loss group and the trying to conceive group. So TWGGE, pregnancy after loss, and TWGGE, the other one I just said, TTC, after loss. Because as we all know, it's an absolute minefield, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a minefield, not a mind filled.
I was hoping that you didn't notice that I said that.
Well, I noticed and I'm keeping it in.
Well, I'll tell you where I was going with that. It's because I was like thinking about it being a head fuck. So I was like, it's a mind fuck. And then I was like, no, it's a minefield. And I was like, she won't notice. And you did.
Yes. Called you out on it.
Yeah, you did. I'm used to that now. So one thing that we did want to touch on is so we released a post the other day about terminology, about TFMR, and we wrote that we were going to change we weren't going to use the term TFMR anymore, and we were going to use compassionate induction, having spoken to Elle on the podcast. And what was so interesting to us is that because neither of us have had a TFMR, neither of us are comfortable, you know, had to get comfortable with the phrase or talk about it or whatever. And everyone's reaction and feedback from that was really interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was interesting. There were lots of people who said that they found the phrase compassionate induction preferable and more compassionate, if you like. But there were a fair few people who it did not sit well with, weren't there?
No, yeah. And they felt, I think the overriding sort of sense of that generally was that because it had been a surgical procedure, they didn't feel that compassionate induction was the right term. And as well, a lot of people felt that they had finally come to terms with the phrase termination for medical reasons and owned it, and it was now part of their narrative and story, and they were sort of not shying away from that. And we didn't foresee that, we didn't realize it, but
no, and obviously it's never our intention to upset anyone or to to make them feel like they're not included or not part of this community. So apologies if it made anybody feel like that. But, you know, we're always open to suggestions and feedback. So we'll go forward using both phrases, depending on what that person wants it to be referred as.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. And I think with terminology, it's very difficult because there is so much terminology within this huge landscape of baby loss that is horrendous. Like, product conception and
miscarriage, even just with the word miscarriage.
And I think we wrongly assumed that termination for medical reasons was one of those phrases that was antiquated and wrong and offensive almost, but it's not. And we've taken that on board, and as Laura says, we've changed it. But it's so important for us to listen to you guys and respect what you guys want. So I think we should delve maybe further into the termination. Terminology.
In the next series, we are going to be speaking to the director of the charity, ARC.
Are we?
Yeah. Did you not know that? Yeah.
No, I knew. I was just mocking feigned surprise. Are we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Hmm.
So that might be one to talk to.
Chat to them, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, that's series two in a nutshell, really. Who was your highlight?
It was amazing speaking to Elle because she's like the queen.
We were proper fangirling, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. We fangirl. I think we kept our shit together.
Oh, I don't know. I'm listening back to it because I've just been editing it today, and there's a lot of high pitched giggling.
Is there? She was just so funny, though.
She was funny. I'd love to get drunk with her.
Yeah. But also, she looked so cool. And it was a long day for me. And I remember turning up and she came, like, she was like this chic kind of very cool glasses. And then she was like, oh, you're not taking photos, is it? Because it's hideous. And I was like, you look amazing. You know, when you're like, oh God, oh,
you should have just turned the lights off, mate. Like you have tonight.
I should have. Should have, could have, would have.
Having a Zoom call with a blank screen. Yes, Elle was great. I really enjoyed our chat with Jessica Zucker. I think she's just she was the first person to really just go, I've had a miscarriage, hence her hashtag. And it was really interesting chatting to her, especially as she's come from a professional, like, psychologist background.
With her as well, I found myself agreeing with everything she said.
We really put the world to rights on that one, didn't we?
Yeah,
that was about her story and about her book, but also we spoke about everything. We spoke about how things need to change in the future and how we should be able to speak openly about it, speak to our children about it.
So
that was really good.
That was a lovely one. And obviously we can't forget our new best mates, Reese and Layla.
Yes.
Who we
love.
They
were fab.
Yeah. Although we had a chat with Reese on the on Instagram today, and we're still waiting for his singing.
Does anyone remember the old school hymn, Autumn Days?
Days when the grass is jeweled
and the silk inside,
chestnut shell, jet planes meeting in the air to be refueled.
And the things I love so well.
So I mustn't forget.
Yeah, that one. Does anyone remember that one? Write to us in the studio on a postcard if you do.
Yeah, we had a little sing-off today.
Seems like you were underprivileged if you went to a school and they didn't sing it.
Poor things. We could maybe do a song sheet or something.
Yeah, or like the Worst Girl Gang Ever choir. We could head that up totally. I've always wanted to be part of a gospel choir.
You have not got the voice for that, and I'm letting it down gently there.
Gently does it, yeah.
But I was thinking the other day, and actually I voice noted you on this and you never responded, which is unlike you because you do leave me so many every day.
What
did you think about Colour Run?
I did respond to that.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was positively?
I think I probably just responded with a Roger or something, because that's what I tend to say.
Probably. So if you're up for that, let us know next year. when we're all allowed to see each other again.
Yeah.
Looked on a worst girl gang t-shirt. We'll come to Brighton. Yeah, I'll show you the sights. We'll do a colour run as a team. It'll be epic.
Do we get fish and chips?
Oh, of course we get fish and chips. Oh. You can even go for a swim in the sea if you want to.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Hey?
I wanted to tell you my other highlight of series
two.
Oh,
sorry.
We seem to have spoken about all of that, the latter half. My all-time favourite part was Walton on Dick. I think.
Do you know how many comments we've had about Walton on Dick?
If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to go back and listen to the
Robo Mummy. With
Robo Mummy, Laura.
Laura Gallagher. Walton on Dick made me chuckle. And do you know what? Do you know how many times I've seen things about Walton on Dick since?
No.
Loads. Like, you didn't need to say no then. It was a rhetorical question. But I've been watching this designer, like, painting programme, like, interior design programme, and they did an episode in Walton on Dick. Walton on Dick, by the way, is Walton on Thames.
No, it's then... not. It's Walton on the Naze.
Oh.
When you sent me... So, you sent me an address of one of our gang who'd ordered something the other day, and they lived in Walton on Thames, and you crossed the Thames out and put Dick. And I was like, does she know that that's not the same place? Clearly not.
Do you know how many times that I've seen Walton on Thames lately?
Walton on the Naze.
Didn't even know that was it.
Oh, goodness. Goodness.
Oh.
So you're calling everyone in Walton on Thames a dick?
Yeah. No. I'm saying it's
a dickish place.
On Dick. Soz.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's ruined it slightly. Never mind. Maybe just the Waltons can be on dicks. Yeah, but that was a good one, I agree.
Well, I guess before we go, the only thing left to do is to thank our sponsors.
Yeah.
So this series...
I heard
tell
that.
Me you can't hear that.
I heard that, yeah.
He's such a dick. You should live in Walton, you should. We have had the Fertility Circle.
Yeah.
And the Fertility Method.
Yeah.
And we are currently sponsored by Tea Pigs.
Yes. All of those things are correct.
Yes.
And they're lovely, lovely sponsors, aren't they? And
they
Tea
are.
Pigs. We had a lovely live with Tea Pigs Andy. How cool was he?
Yeah.
How knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
He knew his tea stuff, didn't he?
He did.
He knows.
Yeah, go
tea.
And have a look at that. Go and watch that live. It's quite a good one. And up until the 31st of May, you can get 20% off with Tea Pigs if you use our code GIRLGANG20.
Yes. Perfect.
So that's it, really, isn't it? Anything else to say, Rebecca?
Just a huge thank you for keeping listening, really. And we really look forward to you joining us again on season 3, which kicks off.
Oh, God, I don't know. Why'd you ask all these complicated questions? Sometime in May.
Okay. Just in only 4/5 weeks.
Yes, not quite decided. Or actually still arguing about it. But it will be sometime in May.
Thanks everyone.
Guys.
Bye.
Ta-ra. Ta-ra for now.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And please, please, when you have a second, rate us, review us and share us. And let's get this taboo smashed. See you next week.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams. And to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process. So I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.